Hey. Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, Tony and I found a Yankee candle called Kitten Whiskers.
Sounds cute.
But bet it doesn't smell all that great.
Not if you think about it.
So we got to talking about terrible Yankee candle smells. On Facebook, we're talking about what would some terrible Yankee candle smells be.
Cheap hotel mattresses.
Yeah, that'd be gross. In this story is one of the Yankee candle smells that I imagine would be terrible. Chinese restaurant grease vent.
Oh.
So the story is the guy, he was trying to break into a Chinese restaurant, then got stuck in the grease vent for 2 days. He was in there for 2 days, and somebody heard him calling for help Wednesday morning. Firefighters came, and they got him out of there. They heard some moaning coming from inside the building. They found a man stuck in the duct of the hood above the stove.
Goodness gracious.
He was pulled out within 30 minutes of firefighters arriving, so it only took him just a little while.
That's horrible.
Yeah, they went in looking for some Kung Pao chicken, ended up finding some dumb guy. Tony had a learning experience today.
A revelation.
Yeah, it's all about Miss Swiss Miss. It's always fun to watch Tony learn new things, and considering he hasn't learned anything since 1989, it's a lot.
91, thank you.
Was it 91?
Yeah,
I was wondering when you quit. What the year was and you went, screw it.
Well, it's just that my hard drive got so full, you know, with the information that I'd stored. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got one of those small hard drives, don't you?
It's a Commodore. It's a
Commodore thumb drive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Floppy disk.
Yeah.
But it there's a lot of info up here.
So Tony learned today that Swiss Miss hot chocolate.
This ain't learning. This is deception. This is lying. Betrayal.
Tony thought because on the box it said Swiss Miss.
Listen,
that it was made by ladies in Switzerland.
That's what the box is. There's a Swiss woman on it.
Well, you know, on Fruit Loops, it shows a toucan. And I don't mean to bust this bubble, but that toucan don't make Fruit Loops.
That's just silly.
On Captain Crunch, there is a Cap'n Crunch, and he does not sell the seas, nor does he make cereal.
Well, I'm sure his name wasn't really Captain Crunch. Mm. He was probably a lieutenant or something.
Frankenberry. He's not a monster and doesn't make berries.
On the Swiss Miss box, and even in the Swiss...
Guys, should I tell him about the Jolly Green Giant or just let him believe that?
Would you stop it. All right, there is a Swiss woman in the commercials. Mm-hmm. And you go back to the 70s.
But you don't know that she's Swiss.
Yeah, she is in the commercials.
How do you know?
Because she's got the Swiss thing on.
So?
And she's swishy. Swishish.
You got your hat on backwards and you ain't a rapper.
Stop discrediting everything
I
say.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not the only one who's shocked by this news.
Uh-huh.
Swiss Miss is made in Wisconsin, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Wisconsin.
Not Switzerland?
When you're a kid and that Swiss woman is making her hot cocoa and talking Swissy like Swissy women do, it makes a child think that they're enjoying something from another country. I mean, I probably took a box to show and tell at school knowing me. Hey, look, y'all.
Look, I got this from Switzerland. And everybody else is like, that's not from Switzerland.
Made in Wisconsin.
That's from Kroger.
All right. I'm not the only one shocked by that.
All right, sure. I'll let you know about the bounty man now. Is that...
Jason, tell Tony Swiss rolls are made where?
Now, Swiss rolls are made by Little Debbie.
Yeah. Is she Swiss?
No, Little Debbie's just Little Debbie.
Oh, okay.
Is this Johnny B?
You know it is.
Johnny B, did you know your whole life that Swiss Miss Cocoa was made in America?
Well, yeah.
Would you read the box as a kid and just knew it?
Yeah, while I was drinking a cup.
Yeah.
Okay, when I say Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Don't you think that they're made in Switzerland?
They are made in Switzerland.
How do you know?
Well, open up the dadgum blade and read it.
Yeah, it says on the blade as well.
Okay, well, look, Swiss Army knife, Switzerland. Swiss Miss Cocoa, America.
Yeah.
You don't know, though. I mean,
well, because you do have
to.
You
could be Swiss or sweet.
Yeah. So we have Swishers. They're made in Swisherland, aren't they? Swisher sweets.
Well, one, I'm cool.
What about German chocolate? I mean, did that start here? Where did that? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Yeah, you'd have to dig deep for that.
Yeah, you might have to Google German chocolate. But my guess is that it's a type of chocolate from Germany.
Yeah.
See there, you two don't know everything.
Well, no, but we can think with our brains.
But we like to argue with you, Tony. We love you like that.
Well, it's so easy.
Star Crunch bars, do you think they're made in our planet or another?
Well, obviously another planet or a star.
Well,
there's
you know,
difference between
a planet
and a star.
It fell from the sky and crunched.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
it's deceptive marketing is what it is. It's mm-hmm. deception. You think you're getting something, you're not.
Yeah, like weed eaters. They don't really eat. Did you know that? You know, weed eaters don't eat the weeds. They just chop them up. Lying to us this whole time. Daggum Poulon had a Ask Tony today. It was from Kristen, and here's what Kristen wrote to Tony. Uh-huh. Dear Tony, I did my weekly grocery shopping last night. Mm-hmm. I'm a single girl, so I don't need a lot of things.
Right.
Among the things I got was 12 double roll equal 24 single roll value pack of toilet paper.
It's a lot of TP.
Very specific. Yeah. And a huge box of tampons.
All right.
As I was checking out, a very hot man got behind me in line. Uh-huh. He smiled at me, then he looked at my items, and then laughed. Normally, I would try to have a conversation with the guy, but I was too embarrassed. Yeah. And to make matters worse, the checkout lady forgot to ring up my tampons, and the guy had to grab the box and say, "These aren't mine."
Whoa, dude.
What do you do if you're in a line next to somebody hot, but your purchases are embarrassing? That's from Kristen. Kristen's 32, and here was Tony's answer.
Dear Kristen, wow, how embarrassing. Believe it or not, I know exactly how you feel. I've bought tampons before. Because I use them to make homemade tiki torches. Them things make a wick that can burn a long time. I bought a small box, though, and there wasn't a good-looking man holding mine up making jokes about them. That had to be awful. You should have told him you were buying them to light a gas grill or something. The toilet paper you can't really lie about because everybody's got to do the wipey-wipey. If a hot babe was next to me in the checkout line, I'd probably look at her and say, "Look at all this paper I have to write your cell number on there, hot babe." And the parts that ain't got your cell number on them, I'm going to use to clean up my rear end.
Oh, God.
That there should help you if this ever happens again. Besides, you was just buying tampons and toilet paper. It would have been worse if you were buying something really embarrassing like an Alabama t-shirt. Love, Tony.
We talked about toys when we were little. They were a little on the dangerous side, and now they don't have those anymore. So what about a discontinued toy store?
Now you can save big on Christmas toys at the discontinued toy warehouse. Save huge on these discontinued toys like, ouch, the step on a rake game, pin the tail on grandpa, the Sunny Delight or Urine Game, Rabid Snoopy, Gulp, the Coin Swallowing Game, or the Too Big for My Windpipe Jigsaw Puzzle, the Discontinued Toy Warehouse. Warning, all sales final, use toys at your own risk.
Tony thought and thought till steam came out of his ears.
About broke something.
Or it could have been smoke, steam, something came out of his ears. It came up with a brand new word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Dearcipitation. Dearcipitation is the precipitation that falls when reindeer drink too much water. Dearcipitation.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And we had the best country lyric that was never written.
Enjoy, y'all.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
We don't hang stockings for Santa anymore. We use Granny's pantyhose, cause they hold a whole lot more.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll end today with today's
real good.
And I'm so glad every time there's a young person from the youth, mm-hmm. I get real excited when they do something good, because I think it proves all these millennials don't do nothing wrong, because they could have said the same thing about your generation.
Yeah.
And every generation before and after your generation, they could have said the same exact thing.
That's true.
So I love it when these stories come up. There was a duplex near Milwaukee. It caught fire around 12:15 in the morning Monday while a lady and her two kids were inside.
Oh, no.
When she woke up, she heard a loud popping sound, then flames in the living room. So she tried to put out the fire but couldn't. She suffered some burns on her arm. It sounds like she might have health issues, too, because the fire started near an oxygen tank. But luckily, no one died because her 15-year-old son saved everybody.
Everybody?
15-year-old son.
Wow.
Well, I guess he finally put down Fortnite along the end of that.
Yeah, right.
First, he got his 11-year-old sister out.
Wow.
Then he ran back inside he ran back into the fire to grab his mama.
Aww.
And he also called 911 during all that, too.
Dang.
Yeah. But he still wasn't done, because after they were both out, he ran into another apartment in their duplex and saved his aunt, who's legally blind.
Watch this man go.
I love this kid. Firefighters say there must have been quite a bit of smoke when he did it, and the fire was really hot, so he showed a lot of bravery running back in, not once, but twice. And they didn't mention his name in the story, I guess, because he's a minor.
15.
But whoever you are, kid, 15-year-old. Millennial guy.
Awesome guy.
Way to show everybody up. You are real good. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to share this with your buddies, your friends, and your pals. Unless you hate it, then share it with the people you don't like.
Yeah.
It's in case you missed it.